Okay, this hot.
What? Can you tell me your...
What is your name, by the way?
Will you tell me your name?
John Dayton Jr. from Koyukuk. And I'm going to ask this guy here how he going to explain to us about this wood on this carving classes on this Koyukuk station and the old village down the schoolhouse. I'm not working for the state, but I'm working for the university. That's what I'm doing now. And I'm going to ask this guy here, what kind of wood we have to use on this sled? Okay, could you answer back on that? Now I'm going to pick up a fir stick. What kind of wood is this? Okay, Mr. John Dayton speaking to you.
That's white.
Could you?
I don't know what kind of wood it is.
Well, okay. Could you? No, you got the wrong answer. No, this would be, I'll call this a cottonwood.
Okay.
Now, between the difference on this birch, you could test it yourself on your hand. I'll hand it over to you. Now, what's the difference between the birch and the cottonwood? Is that the way to teach the classes?
The birch seems to be heavier.
Well, okay. You see this cottonwood? They're lighter than this one, this thing here. Now, what kind of spruce tree we're going to have next? Is this a spruce tree or just a plain wood?
It's spruce tree.
Is it dry wood or green?
Dry wood.
No, it's a green, straight green. This what they call. Now, I'm going to pick up a hunting knife over here. Then I'm going to explain it to him some more. Could you? I'm going to cut a chunk out of this piece of wood. See if he could answer it. Now we're cutting this wood now. You ever see hickory in that stump? In that, on the string line where I cut it? Mm. You see hickory lines or anything in there?
Yeah, I see lines.
Well, that's no good for carbon, for dogwood. That's no good. Okay, this is another one I can show you. We gotta still use your knife yet. You know, this, you see those lines? They're no good. We should have a smaller line than this, you know?
Those lines are about a 1/16 of an inch apart.
Yeah, that's, no. It should be just clear like, it should be like a clear like this one here, you know?
Like the birch.
Yeah, like a birch, yeah. That's, no, this is a cotton tree. It should be like a cotton tree. There's no hickory in there. Then we should pick up this big log of wood over here. Then I can keep the slicing. See what kind of wood we're going to have. Now I'm going to take an example on this. Now look at this. This is the kind of wood you should get, you see. You ever see hickory in the lines?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Those are real light, though.
Yeah, look at this, between this, how about this part here?
Really light, almost just white.
Now, look at this one here.
Uh-huh.
Got some hickory in there, too, isn't it?
Yeah, those lines, those rings.
Yeah, but you never see no lines?
Mm-hmm.
You ever see lines in there?
No, it's all white.
All white. Now, this is example on this, telling the chief, this should come down see me sometimes, and this should I'll explain it to them about this wood, this hard wood, and there's no lines on this soft wood. That's a tamarack tree, they call it. You ever heard about tamarack tree? That's what it is right here. And this is a spruce tree here. They got little lines in there, and I found out these tamarack trees are the best, in Alaska. They're good for carving. Yeah, they're the best. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing about this tamarack tree. I think they got this thing all beaten up against this white peoples, Indians, and Eskimos. And tamarack tree are the best. And this, what do you call the tamarack tree? That's what it is here.
How can you tell that's a tamarack tree?
That's what I got it from.
Where'd you get it from?
From Nikolai Slough, at about 25 miles up. And I got a whole bunch of up there, Nikolai Slough. That's where I got it from. This is a tamarack tree. Now, next thing, this is not good for, you got some hickories. There's a spruce tree right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And this is a spruce tree. Now, could you show me what kind of willows we're going to have on the best outfit on this deal in Currycook? Now, could you show me what kind of willows? I'll show you myself. There's cottonwood right here. Same thing as the other ones here. They got nice fine trees and they got no hardwood in it. There's the same thing here. Okay. We'll call this oak wood next. Over here. They're easy to break and they're easy to bend. They call this oak wood. That comes from outside, I guess. I don't know who made this stuff. This German or Japan, I don't know. But this one is the oak wood. Okay, another tough one is I'm going to make this guy answer back. I'm going to show it to him now. What kind of wood is this? I'm going to pick it up.
It looks like willow.
You got the right answer, dear. Okay. Now, he's got the right answer on the willow. That's on the side. Now I'm going to make him understand how come we'll get that doggone block of wood over there inside the Alaska Indians. I'm going to talk to this guy here. Could you understand this, all this wood? What kind of wood you got to work with? And now I'll show you something over here. This hook and saw blade, I can show you. Then there's another thing. I can show you another thing too. That's this one over here. Just 2 minutes. Now, I'm going to show you one more. I'm going to make you answer back this one. What kind of wood is this?
I can't really tell. It's just a small piece of wood with looks kind of white.
Well, you got to answer. I just kind of told it there.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what kind of wood it is. I'll explain it later. And you see that block of wood over there? You could see it straight across. Then we'll put this cross right on this part here. Now, I want you to tell me, what kind of wood is this?
Alder? Is that alder?
Alden, yeah, that's what it is, yeah. Alden? Alden Willis, they call it. Now, this is the same stuff as this, the one I showed you before. This is a cottonwood. Mm. You get the answer now?
Okay, it's cottonwood.
Okay, yeah. No, you got to answer me this one. This is the last part we're going to talk about. Could you understand about this thing here? It's not a birch, it's not a willow, it's not a spruce tree, nothing. Could you answer it?
It's cottonwood.
No. Right? I'll tell you one thing about this. I got same kind of wood up there in the... This, what do you call? Right here. This is oak wood. Now, you got to answer this one. They call this hickory solid. Hickory solid wood. Is that correct?
If you say so, I agree.
Yeah, that's a hickory solid, they call it. It's not a birch. It's not a private wood. It's not a Alaska wood. But it's a hickory solid, they call it. There's nothing I can tell you about. These things, you can't bend them. Unless you boil it about 10 hours.
That's the hickory solid.
Yeah. Huh?
You use the hickory to boil. You boil hickory.
Oh, about 10 hours you gotta boil it. Yeah. 10 hours you gotta boil it. And they're a hard thing to cut to. I got this from Germans. Germans outfit. And I'm saving this wood till I get good many $1,000 for it. One piece costs you about $600, I guess. Now, that's the way I put it. Okay, could you return back? This John Dane speaking, and I'm glad to see people in town not cheap. And I'm a second counsel of the Kaikuk. So this guy going to turn it back. We're going to listen to for a while.
What's the name of the wood you use for building sleds, John?
Well, you got to mention your name first. On the, we're speaking back there on the, on New Site. This is my house there. And you got to have a wood. We forgot about this 14-foot runners over here, but we won't explain it. But I'll tell you what kind of wood you got to use. Now, either willows or birch or cotton tree or private wood or oak wood, hickory from soft wood from German. You could use that from German out of that birch. You could use that. Now, could you answer? Now, this is the best wood you can use right here. Could you answer this one? Yeah.
That's oh, no, tamarind.
All in the carbon, yeah. Could you answer that? Now, this is the best wood in the country right here. You can just cut it and put a needle right through this into where you like to, you know, as long as there's no hickory inside. But watch this knot. You can cut it off right here.
Right below the knot.
Yeah. Then you can do what you want. You can make what you want inside. You see, I'll tell you one thing about, there's no hickory lines in there. All plain wood. That's the best wood you can find in German. And that one also over there, that's hard to cut. That will cost about, I don't know, it costs a lot of money. This one here, over here.
That hickory that you have.
Yeah, this, that'll cost you about $10 is $10 an inch, I guess. See how light it is? But we don't care about this. This is oak wood. We got another oak wood here. That's not good for carbon. Now, this is spruce from Alaska. They're not good for carbon. Cotton tree, that's what I showed you other day, right here. They're easy to cut. I think they're one of the best on this big block here. I think they're one of the best. Okay. Now, another thing is this, another one is right here, this cottonwood. They're easy to cut. They're easy to break. Okay. This is birch. They're hard to bend. Now, I was going to explain to you about the old runners. Could you... the way I get my wood, I gotta put on my snowshoes, then I go back, fool around, cut some trees with my boy's axe, then I fill those trees, then I find out there's some hickories in there, but I found one, got some hickory line, so I dropped that off, then no, the Dick Light Zoo is about 25 miles from here. I trapped beaver, and I got two beavers stressed up. Now, this cottonwood, this Dick Light Zoo, that's 25 miles. That's why I lost my wife. Now, this cotton tree here, it don't mean anything, but there's another one here. But this oak wood, they're easy to break. And now, this come from German. I ordered myself. I got the whole bell of sale up there. If I ever order some more, that Japan will send me that Lizia Date, they call her, I guess. She know my name. She know me, I guess. Now, I hope she should. I wrote her a letter that she could send me some more of this German hardwood. You can cut it too. You can even cut it with a pocket knife. So this oak wood and this... what do you call it? I forgot this now.
Hickory wood.
They're hard to cut. Okay, Mary Akees. I'm just making a mistake now. Well, that's another thing I'm going to tell you. There's 14-foot runners over there. You know where I get it from?
No, where?
You know where I get it from? Nikolai Slough. It's 25 miles. I had to haul it down. Now, you see how it's bended?
Yeah.
Pretty good. You see those stanchions up there? Ready to belt. Now, this story is about old time, 1924. I was born that year. Now, I'm a 40... going up to 49, almost 50 years old. Well, I'll tell you one thing about this wood. You gotta hunt for it. If you don't get it, you don't make no money. That's right. That's right. You don't make no money unless you hunt for it. You gotta go out, put out your snowshoes, put out a broomstick, then you have to go out and put it on your snowshoes. Meantime, you got to hunt moose. Okay, this next thing I could tell you. If you want to hunt your wood, you got to hunt it yourself on your two legs, not on dog team. You can just, or snow go, you can't do that. You go out by yourself on the snowshoes. Take your boy's axe. What kind of birch you gonna? What kind of wood you wanna get? Unless this, you wanna do some carving job. Okay, this another thing. Hunt yourself. If you see a moose, just kill it. Have a pot. Make yourself a stew. Okay, if you wanna go out, I'll tell you this one thing. Hunt your wood. Don't try to fight anybody. hunt your own wood, mind your own business. I'm climbing up to 50 years old. Now, John Dayton speaking. Now, this is kind of wood I couldn't explain. One more. This, what kind of wood we have to make a rocking chair at about? Wait, you know this, how I get my wood is up, Nikolai Slough. It's only 25 miles from here. Do I get my birch? You have to test the birch first. On top of the deal, if they're young, well, if you see some broken spruces up on top, that'll be no good. Well, maybe they might be good, but the way I test it is over here, you know. I just put my, over here, you know. If this one is twisted on the bottom, that'll be no good. And this one split straight. But you gotta look at the top first, on top, on the tree. If there's any kind of young ones, now sometimes they spread out, you know. Then, I don't know what the deal. But sometimes they got rotten stuff instead of this. You should have white stuff inside. But this one got brown one. And now this one is twisted. I'll tell you one thing about this birch. It's no good. I cannot hunt my birch like that. But any time you come to the tree, you have to examine the tree first with my voice axe here. You gotta tip it on the side. Don't touch it too hard. You gotta touch it like this. Then try to chip it off. Then you know there's brown stuff in there. Well, if you don't want to chip out, you can pound it again. Well, you can see inside, that thing is twisted. That's right. She's split crooked too. She's split down this way. Out of sight down this way. This nut kind of burst to get. There's one thing, there's a 14 foot. I had to wrestle like hell for this. And there's a 14 foot runners. There's runners I split with my voice axe. Right here on this steel here. That's what I did in my life. Nobody don't know how to teach me to make sleds. Nobody don't. I never went to school. Now this is I got this from Nikolai Slough, 25 miles from here, from Koyukuk. And then I made this myself. There's a 14 runners right here. Another thing I'll tell you, if you ever see don't take a bunch of trees on that birch, but take one willow. You can see the end. That thing is broken up. Okay, down the bottom. That's what happened right here. The other thing I could tell you, don't take no rotten tree. Don't take no rotten birch. That's not good for the native. That's John Dayton speaking. Yeah, go ahead. I want to make a speech about this, what do you call it, this 14-foot runner here. I've been fighting for it outdoors up in Nikolai Slough, 25 miles. It's supposed to be Gerald Pilot's. Let her. Then It's all dried up. I could tell by the sound of the... Just a minute. I'm going to get that little wrench here. Go ahead. Keep it on. I've got my wrench someplace. I don't know. We heard the sound of it. We'll find it there. We got it right here. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Is this one is dry? This one is dry?
Yes.
No? How about the other side?
Sounds the same.
Okay. You had a good answer. How about back here? It's dry?
I think so.
No, it's still half green. You notice that? Now, I want 25 miles for this, runners. They're 4 inch by 2.5 inch thick. And they're all the way. They're bent nice. Now, I gotta build this lid. Now, I gotta teach some more tomorrow. It's supposed to be tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll hear it tonight. And, could I play a song, please?
Let me ask you about these runners. Let me ask you about this.
You got to ask me a little bit.
What's this right here, underneath these runners? What's
that's a slave bend. That's what I made in the homemade. You see it, how it built? You go look at it yourself. Could you take an example? Come on. You see how they bent?
Yeah, I see they've bent in front like a sled runner.
Yeah, that's a sled, all right. Could you tell me how I built this? That's a homemade. They call that sleigh bender. Now, I got not a sleigh bender in the house, but this one got to dry first. Now, I'm going to get that damn thing out of here, then go bye-bye.
Tell me, John, how did you get the wood to bend around the front of that sleigh bender there?
You got to find the tree yourself. You see, when you go out in the woods, you see a crooked tree that bent too long, then that's no good. Next tree, you gotta hunt yourself. You gotta cut out a stump or something off this, you see that rich fool right here?
Mm-hmm.
That's where she came from. The sleigh bender on the stump under the house. That's the way you bend it.
How do you get the runner to bend on it like that? How do you get the runner to bend on your sleigh bender?
I got to boil that 4 hours. Well, I got to boil it outdoors. Then I can bend it and I can, no problem. Then that bender, that costs about $800 alone himself. It's hard to get to, you know. But them runners, you know, the 14-footers. I'm going to sell this one. But that bender itself, you got to figure out how you're going to make it yourself, you know. It's hard to get. But this birch came from Nikolaslu.
Did you dry the birch when you brought it in your house, or did you bend it when it was green?
Well, I got to boil it for 4 hours.
When it's green?
Yeah, when it's green, yeah. Then I got to bend it. That night, I got to be pretty busy. That's about all for a while. Yours, and this Tenna chief been asking me about this, example of this carving class. So I just showed it to them, you know. So I showed this guy here, I showed that guy there, then I showed my wood, what kind of wood to get. Now this class should come up on Tenna Chief. Next Tenna Ever heard my word that John Dayton Jr. should come up? Then I'm going to explain it to them. What kind of wood to get? What kind of wood to get? Rotten wood, dry wood, poison wood. There's a lot of poison wood in that example on that deal. But I'm working for a university. I'm not working for a state. But this one, it should be a university. Now, do I explain it? It should be far as the run as you can get. You could reach the wood on top of the headline, on top of the, down the bottom. You should read it yourself. Now, this is the kids I teach about down in Koyukuk, in the Carbon class. Okay, you kids should know, please. And this one should come out pretty good. Right? It should be. Now, I talked to the guy over here, and I'm still talking to him. Now, you kids should try your best. Don't try to discuss anybody. Mind your own business and listen to your teacher. What kind of wood do you want? What kind of wood he wants? Now, if I come up to Tanna, I'll explain it some more. Is that right? That should be true. That thing should come to Tanna office in Province. And if John Dage is speaking, I'm just going to try to help your people here. Young kids, teenagers, they should know how to mix snowshoes, wheel basket, and sleds, carbon dogs. That's it. Okay.